Our parent company announced yesterday that we would be filing by the end of the second quarter of this year for a distribution, a gas and electric distribution rate adjustment request with the Public Service Commission. And we understand that while there's never a good time to seek an adjustment in rates, we're in a position where BGE has to continue to invest in this system, in the modernization of the infrastructure that we have. It's no different than any other big city on the East Coast, particularly in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, where the infrastructure is old. It's getting older by the year, and in order to ensure that we can continue to provide safe and reliable gas and electric service to our customers, we simply have to continue to reinvest in the system. It's no different than owning your home. You're making adjustments, making investments in your home to continue to enjoy the service.
Have company officials considered the fact that an increase was just approved in February, and this might be seen as unusual to pile on a couple of increases in very short periods of time?
Yeah, we have given that a lot of consideration. And in fact, if you look at most utilities around the nation, certainly the states, other utilities, this is actually more the norm, particularly where you're looking at modernizing the infrastructure in the system. We've been in a situation where we've not had a lot of adjustments in our rates. In fact, this would be only the third request for an adjustment in electric distribution rates in more than 20 years. So when you think about all the things that have gone up in terms of cost around us in that time, it's pretty easy to see that the expenses are there. Plus, there are some significant state-mandated programs that are in place now, particularly where it relates to tree trimming and vegetation management that went into effect last June, that bring with it great expense. So this is simply a matter of us going back and requesting recovery for those expenses that we've made, the investments that we've made on behalf of the customers. But at the end of the day, we do understand it. We're not tone deaf to the fact that customers had an increase in their electric distribution rates not too long ago. But this is something that we need to continue to do to invest in the system.
Help us understand the difference between this request, the one in February, and the one that was as over against the one that was announced last week, which was also a rate increase for at least some customers.
There are two portions to a BGE bill, the distribution portion and the supply portion. The supply portion is about 70% of the total bill, and that is what we saw increase that will go in. That was the increase that was announced last week that will go into effect June 1, and that is something that BGE has absolutely no control over. Then there's the distribution portion, which is about 30% of the bill, and that is the investment that we make in the pipes, the wires, the wood poles, the transformers, the infrastructure of the system, and that's something that BGE does have control over, and that is what we saw increase in February. That was the second increase in about 20 years in the electric distribution rate. And then this request that has yet to be filed, that would make the third increase in about 20 years that we would be seeking for the electric distribution portion. So it's not the total bill impact in terms of we're seeking an adjustment of the entirety of the bill, but it is about 30% of the bill itself.